All right, Art, it seems like just not all that long ago, you and I were talking about what baseball might look like during COVID. And as of this weekend, we're going to be halfway through the season. What have we seen so far from the Mariners?
Well, the good news is they're tied for the league lead in negative COVID tests. They haven't lost any players to COVID, and that's a good thing. They also haven't had their schedule disrupted by positive tests from other teams forcing game postponements or even cancellations. So the negative tests are a real positive for them so far.
Now, there are some positives we can take away other than just the fact that they haven't had any positive COVID tests. There are some good things going on.
Yeah, I think among the hitters, Kyle Lewis has definitely stood out as a Mariner All-Star. He is really good in center field, and he's among the league leaders in hits. He's got power. He's got speed on the base paths. I really do think he is destined to be the next big star. Other hitting surprises include a utility guy, Dylan Moore, who can play every position, it seems, except for pitcher and catcher. And he hits well, as does backup catcher Austin Nola. He's been a bit of a surprise. He's the guy who took over for catcher Tom Murphy, who looked good last year and was going to be the starter, but broke a bone in his foot and is out indefinitely. And then there's been a bit of a surprise in Kyle Seager, the grand old man of this team at age 32, who's having an all-star caliber season.
Obviously, there's going to be some disappointments, too, so far for this first half of this short season.
Yeah, two veterans stand out, and they're no longer on the roster as of this week. Daniel Vogelbach was the designated hitter, and he, a lefty who couldn't hit left-handed pitching and can't play in the field, they cut him this week. Malik Smith is an outfielder that general manager Jerry DePoto tried twice to acquire, and everyone's wondering why, because he can't hit either, and he's been sent down to the developmental team in Tacoma. So that's two guys that DePoto went to lengths to acquire and sold the Mariners on their upside, and clearly he was wrong. That's going to be held against him whenever it comes time to evaluate his tenure as general manager. And there's also been relatively little progress in the three young infield guys. Evan White at first base is definitely a gold glove fielder, but hasn't hit so far. I think the second base shortstop combo of Shed Long and J.P. Crawford is a real work in progress, both on the field and at bat. Not sure how that's going to work out. But one thing that the Mariners really have to be careful about is putting too many expectations on any of those guys right now, because this is a developmental year. No need to push these guys. Let them make mistakes. Let them fail without pressure and see what happens in 2021. I think the Mariners know that. There's no urgency to get anything done. They're certainly not going to sell tickets this year because no fans are showing up. So let's just call it what it is, extended spring training, and play it out for the next 30 games.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of these weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kevin Kniestad.